News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Ready overnight and wet streets this morning. We'll find out more on how that affects your ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitsit Sound Storing and Recovery Traffic Center, even with the wet roadways, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are telling us no accidents in the roadways. It's a quiet ride from the 1065 split across the Bayway and the Causeway from Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort. From this day forward, imagine affordable elegance with Four Diamond Luxury. Let the Battle House Hotel turn your dream wedding into reality. Their team of certified wedding planners can organize every detail of your special day. Call 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, occasional showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, a few scattered showers with afternoon readings in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
All right, 608 FM Talk 106.5. Good bit of rain coming through overnight, but more in the forecast, and we'll get details from Dr. Bill. Around 638, 66 degrees now at FM Talk 106.5, and changes with the Trump administration as Kirstjen Nielsen out. More on that coming up right now with headlines from Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A shakeup at the White House as Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen tweets the following. This afternoon, I submitted my resignation to Ad POTUS and thanked him for the opportunity to serve in his administration. In a separate tweet, she goes on to say, it's been an honor of a lifetime to serve with the brave men and women of @DHS.gov. I could not be prouder of and more humbled by their service, dedication, and commitment to keep our country safe from all threats and hazards. In a separate tweet, she goes on to say, I have agreed to stay on as secretary through Wednesday, April 10th, to assist with an orderly transition and ensure that key DHS missions are not impacted. @RealDonaldTrump, that Twitter handle, tweeted 1 hour later, I am pleased to announce that Kevin McAleenan, the current U.S. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner, will become acting secretary for @DHS.gov. I have confidence that Kevin will do a great job. Closer to home, a Foley man under arrest on drug charges is now charged with making terroristic threats toward police officers. According to the Foley Police Department, that man threatened to kill, quote, everybody. Saturday, police were conducting a narcotics investigation, and Stephen Duckworth, who had an arrest warrant out for his arrest, and authorities, well, they tried to approach him at his home, but he fought back. Once under arrest, police found, quote, a trafficking amount of spice plus drug paraphernalia. Duckworth is also charged with distribution of a controlled substance, drug trafficking, and possession of drug paraphernalia. According to jail records, he's right now being held without bond in Baldwin County. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. More on the resignation of Kirstjen Nielsen here from Bob Constantini from Westwood One.
The president tweeting the news, Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen will be leaving her position, and I would like to thank her for her service. Nielsen took fire from Democrats and immigration rights groups for her actions in the border migrants controversies, and sometimes took Twitter fire from President Trump for not being tough enough. She often had to tell him what the department could not do legally with those seeking asylum. The president continued in a second tweet, "I am pleased to announce that Kevin McAleenan, the current U.S. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner, will become acting secretary. McAleenan's role in separation of families crossing into the U.S. illegally has brought calls for his resignation from Democrats and immigrant rights groups." President Trump visited the border in Calexico, California, with Kirstjen Nielsen on Friday, highlighting new slatted fencing that replaced less secure barriers. In a roundtable discussion, Nielsen tried to soften the image of border agents facing a steady flow of asylum seekers trying to get from Mexico into the U.S.
We've already seen over 100 groups of over 100 people, which is 100 people breaching our border at one time that the Border Patrol goes and picks up, and they're being very, as usual, humble. They also save thousands of people.
But a softer image is not what President Trump wants. Last week, he withdrew a nominee for Immigration and Customs Enforcement Administrator, saying he would prefer someone tougher. On Saturday, the president expressing what he wants Congress to let his administration say to asylum seekers.
Sorry, get out. Sorry, can't handle it.
It was often Kirstjen Nielsen's job to tell him that under current law, it wasn't that simple. The president's chafing at the growing number of migrants seeking asylum prompted him to threaten a week ago to shut the border with Mexico. But on Fox News Sunday, Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney.
In the last week, Mexico really has stepped it up for the very first time.
In her resignation letter following a Sunday afternoon meeting with Mr. Trump, Nielsen pens, "I hope the next secretary will have support of Congress and the courts in fixing the laws which have impeded our ability to fully secure America's borders and which have contributed to discord." Bob Costantini, Washington.
Right, 613 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with News 5 next.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, a News 5 update to a little girl hit by a car while riding her skateboard. 4-year-old Emily Evans is out of pediatric intensive care and continues to recover at USA Children's and Women's Hospital. It's been almost a week since she suffered a broken arm and injuries to her lung and liver. Justin Evans, her father, was at home working while his kids went to play at the playground at the apartment complex. Emily was playing on her skateboard when she was hit by a car. The driver didn't see her playing in the street. A woman who was wanted in a drunk driving crash in Ohio that killed another woman has been arrested in Santa Rosa County, Florida. Heather Tapia is in the Santa Rosa County Jail on a charge of being an out-of-state fugitive. That crash happened in Columbus, Ohio, 6 months ago. Tapia had 8 prior drunk driving convictions and had been out of prison for just a few months. A new hemp dispensary is raising eyebrows in Alberta. Seedless Green sells hemp products and had a soft opening during the Alberta Sausage Festival last weekend. Their sign with a large marijuana leaf caused a stir. They decided to take it down. The owners will speak at Tuesday's city council meeting. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey Labonte recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
Auburn's magical season ends in heartbreak. The Bay Bears begin their final season in Mobile, and Kyle Busch beats his brother at Bristol. Quarter after 6 on FM Talk 106.5, I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Auburn Tigers came so close to advancing to their first ever national championship game, but fell to the Virginia Cavaliers on Saturday night 63-62. The Tigers led 31-28 at halftime without much help from their two top scorers, Jared Harper and Bryce Brown. But Harper and Brown turned it around in the second half, and the Tigers held a 62-60 lead with 7 seconds to play. Virginia's Ty Jerome dribbled up the court and lost the ball off of his foot before picking it up and being fouled by Brown. After the game, it was determined that Jerome should have been called for a double dribble, but the referees missed that call. That would be overshadowed just seconds later as UVA inbounded the ball with 1.5 seconds left, and Kyle Guy took a potential game-winning shot from the corner.
It's Guy from the corner, from the win! Hold on! Hold on, did I hear a whistle?
Wow.
We got a foul call!
Guy would go on to drain all three of his free throws, sending Auburn home and UVA to the national championship game. Auburn's Samir Dowdy did bump Guy with his hip as he was attempting the shot, but the question most fans had after the game was why make that call when the refs had been letting foul calls go all game? Here's Bruce Pearl following the loss.
Let's not remember this game because of just how it ended. Let's remember two teams that played really hard, that only had 13 turnovers combined, and it was a great college basketball game.
Regardless of the controversy, the Auburn Tigers' greatest season in program history has now ended with a record of 30 wins and 10 losses and the first Final Four berth in school history. Tonight in the national championship, Virginia faces number 3 seed Texas Tech after the Red Raiders defeated number 2 seed Michigan State 61-51 on Saturday. The game is set to tip off at 8:20 p.m. Perfect for the families and kids that need to get up early tomorrow morning. I think it'll probably end around, 10:30, maybe 11 o'clock.
Thanks, college sports.
Right. Virginia is favored by 1.5. The women's NCAA champion was decided last night with Baylor defeating Notre Dame 82-81 in a nail-biter. Baylor led by 17 in a dominant first half, but let that lead slip away to Notre Dame in the final 20 minutes before holding on to win. The Lady Bears finish as champions with a 37-1 record, their first national title in 7 years and third in program history. In college baseball over the weekend, the South Alabama Jaguars went 1-2 in a 3-game series against number 19-ranked Coastal Carolina. The Jags fell 4-9 in the first game of a Saturday doubleheader, but won the second game of the day 8-4 before falling in Sunday's series finale 14-5. This Wednesday, another tough game for the Jags when they travel to Starkville to play the number 5-ranked Mississippi State. The Jags softball team was swept by Coastal Carolina over the weekend, dropping their record this season to 12-24. They'll try to snap a 5-game losing streak this Wednesday when rival Troy University comes to town. The Mobile Bay Bears began their final season in Mobile with a doubleheader against Pensacola on Friday night after Thursday's game was delayed for weather. The Bay Bears lost both games Friday and another on Saturday before picking up their first win of the season yesterday 2-1 in extra innings. The Bay Bears and Blue Wahoos wrap up the 5-game series tonight at the Hank with a 6:35 p.m. start. In NASCAR, Kyle Busch won the Food City 500 at Bristol Motor Speedway for his third win of the season. He edged out his brother Kurt Busch, who finished in second place, followed by Joey Logano, Ryan Blaney, and Denny Hamlin. And in golf, in the final tournament before the Masters this week at Augusta, Corey Connors won the Valero Texas Open with a score of 20-under for the tournament, 2 shots ahead of second place Charlie Hoffman. It was the first PGA Tour victory of Connors' career. 6:19 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Naaman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and the event to remember. Call Naaman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at naamanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Naaman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, occasional showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, a few scattered showers with afternoon readings in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Jim Gaffigan, the Grammy-nominated comedian, actor, writer, best-selling author, and father of five, is coming to the amphitheater at the Wharf Saturday, May 11th. And FM Talk is giving you the chance to exercise your funny bone and win tickets on Mobile Mornings and Midday Mobile.
Part of the C Spire concert series, the Quality Time Tour.
Jim Gaffigan, coming to the amphitheater at the Wharf in May. Win tickets every weekday morning and midday right here on FM Talk 106.5.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
Gas tax increases, a state lottery, overcrowded Alabama prisons. There's a lot going on in Montgomery, and FM Talk brings you the information you need from Goat Hill Daily on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning from the Pitts & Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear from the 1065 split out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Mobile, you're clear. No accidents and a good ride downtown from the tunnels across the Bayway. Coming into the Eastern Shore, Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Ford, a perfect start to the morning. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Balmy County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 622 FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, heads up, your chance to win Quality Time Tour tickets for Jim Gaffigan as he comes to the Wharf Amphitheater. Show's coming up May 11th. Win them before you can buy them all week long right here at FM Talk 106.5. Cool stuff. Give you more details on that coming up. And I tell you right now, listen to you in sports. I was on the edge of the couch on Saturday evening watching that Auburn game. Yeah, I mean, I thought it was done.
Yeah, I did too, and so did a bunch of Auburn fans. Did you see that
the guy pouring the beer on his head and all this
there's
stuff?
That, and also the video of people rushing Toomer's Corner
and rolling
before they found out, and then if you watch the time lapse video, they all kind of find out, start to leave. But so much heartbreak for Auburn in that final second.
And that was unreal. There, were, by the way, too. I know this happens in basketball games. I just don't watch enough of them. That the last 2 minutes takes about 18 minutes.
Oh yeah, it's really bad in the middle of the season when the game, I mean, really doesn't matter in the long run. But you're
fouling and the timeouts and the
so many timeouts, and then of course the fouling. And there were no foul calls called most of the game. That's why both teams had to foul three or four times to get into the bonus in that final minute. That's why it was even more peculiar that he would make that call there at the very end.
Unreal. That was, like you said, heartbreaker. But it was an edge of the couch kind of like. I have enjoyed watching the last couple games for Auburn just as a outside consumer college basketball, saying, man, that was exciting.
Yeah, all kinds of drama, and that's what they bank on at March Madness. They keep the people coming back.
Yeah, well, those kind of games will do it for sure. All right, 6:24, time to check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. He was once running for a high-profile job, but last week found himself behind bars. 32-year-old Elliot Owen Lipinski, a former GOP candidate running for state auditor, was arrested on charges of computer tampering during his 2018 campaign. On Friday, Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall announced that Lipinski was booked into the Montgomery County Jail on Wednesday. He has since been released. Marshall says Lipinski was formerly a deputy district attorney for the 4th Judicial Circuit, assigned to Wilcox County, and was a candidate for the Republican nomination when he tried to illegally access records of his opponents in the primary. He is charged with multiple counts of computer tampering for improperly using Alabama's law enforcement tactical system. That's a computer system operated by the state, and one count of attempted computer tampering. All three charges are felony crimes. Computer tampering is a Class B felony punishable by 2 to 20 years in prison. Attempted computer tampering is a Class C felony punishable by 1 year and 1 day to 10 years in prison. This week is National Crime Victims Rights Week, and Lifeline's Counseling Services is inviting you to commemorate the week. The goal is to bring awareness to crime and crime prevention. The theme is Honoring Our Past, Creating Hope for the Future. It celebrates the progress made by those before us as we look to a future of crime victim services that is even more inclusive, accessible, and trauma-informed. That's what Lifeline's Counseling is inviting you to learn more about. And then on Thursday of this week, there is the Remembrance Vigil and Resource Fair. That's April 11th at 6:30 p.m. at Mardi Gras Park. You're encouraged to join the Mobile County District Attorney's Office for the Resource Fair and Victims Remembrance Vigil. Victim services, providers, and community agencies will be available with resources. A vigil will also be held in honor of those who have lost their lives due to crime. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 626, FM Talk 1065, and Mobile Mornings. Three big things talked about this morning. Kirstjen Nielsen out at DHS. Also, the White House says the Democrats are never going to see President Trump's tax returns. More from Linda Kenyon on that coming up in just a second. Plus, a hemp dispensary raising eyebrows in Alberta. Listen, the hemp is a big discussion going on right now. I talked about it last week. I think there were 138 I think that number's right. 138 permits issued in the state of Alabama to grow hemp.
Wow.
Okay. And we're trying this week, trying, because I don't effort. Effort is something they say in TV news. It's not even a word. We're trying to get Ag Commissioner Rick Pate on the show with us, because that's where those permits came through, to talk more about that and opportunities for people to get those permits going forward to grow hemp.
It would be huge for Alabama. I mean, a very industrial plant. If you completely knock all the marijuana, smoking, THC, everything out of it, it's hemp. It's,
yeah, there's a ton of stuff that people go through using, and it was actually grown here in the United States in the early days of our republic. People want to do it again for everything from CBD to rope to biofuel to...
It'll be interesting. I bet a lot of people will line up against it just because of how it looks.
Well, there's that, and there's going to be people, and this is just normal business. This stuff I understand. If you're somebody producing fossil fuels and you think hemp biofuel will cut into your profits, of course you'll oppose it. I mean, that's normal. That's business. So there's a lot of nuance to it. We'll talk about that, but also get into this hemp dispensary in Alberta and lots more hemp news. We'll have the whole category is hemp news on the show. All right, coming right back.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man was rushed to the hospital after a shooting. It happened Sunday morning on Lincoln Boulevard. The unidentified victim is 25 years old. The extent of his injuries haven't been released. The shooter still on the run this morning. Police continue to investigate a deadly bar shooting. It happened in Northwest Florida in Crestview about 2:30 Saturday morning at Cash's Lounge. Shots were fired, killing 39-year-old Fernell Thomas. Another man was grazed by a bullet. He was taken to North Okaloosa Medical Center for treatment. A Crestview police officer hired by the lounge to do security was on the scene when that shooting happened. He tried to chase down the suspect, but the man got away. Police are still looking for that suspect this morning. No charges are expected to be filed in connection with a weekend crash that left a teenager dead. It happened around 3 o'clock Saturday morning on Highway 31 in Loxley. Police say the 15-year-old boy was running from a parent when he tried to cross the highway and was hit. The teen was taken to University Hospital but died from his injuries. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Kingens Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingin's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Attention on deck, this is Tom Claxton with the Scuttlebutt Network. Come join me and co-host Cal Waters this Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. as we broadcast live from the fantail of the battleship USS Alabama. That's this Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. on the battleship. Hoorah!
And this is Sean Sullivan, and I'll be doing the lead-in for the Scuttlebutt Boys with Midday Mobile from noon to 1 from atop the battleship in the FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Command Unit. That's Wednesday starting at noon at the battleship and on FM Talk 106.5. Come see us.
Are you persuasive? Are you persistent? Are you prepared? Those three qualities will help go a long way as an account manager with FM Talk 106.5. It's an opportunity to get out of the office and work with local businesses, helping them expand their marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with you if you're not, training you in radio advertising. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen will leave her office for good on Wednesday, pressured into resigning by President Trump. She'll be replaced temporarily by Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Kevin McAleenan. The IRS has until Wednesday to respond to the request from House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Richard Neal to turn over 6 years of President Trump's business and personal tax returns. But correspondent Lauren Fox tells us the law mandating that will be tested in court.
6103, which is this procedural law that essentially allows the House Ways and Means Chairman to request anyone's tax information, it's never been tested in the courts. So Richard Neal, the reason he took so much time here is he knew that this was going to go through the courts.
Three people, including a baby, are dead and three firefighters seriously injured after a pickup truck and a fire engine collided in Phoenix. Jury selection begins today for a trial featuring allegations that a cult-like group in upstate New York turned women into sex slaves branded with the initials of its leader. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Sniffling, sore-throated kids seen via telemedicine visits are far more likely to be prescribed antibiotics than those who go to a doctor's office or clinic. A new study from the University of Pittsburgh finds that many of those prescriptions disregarded medical guidelines, raising the risk they could cause side effects or contribute to the rise of antibiotic-resistant germs. Researchers note that while there's a need for convenience, quality and safety shouldn't be sacrificed. Fiat Chrysler plans to count Tesla electric cars as part of its fleet to avoid significant fines for violating stricter European Union emissions rules. The Italian-American carmaker will pool its fleet with Tesla. The move would allow Fiat to offset its vehicle's carbon dioxide emissions with Tesla's to meet EU emissions targets. According to the Financial Times, Fiat has agreed to pay Tesla hundreds of millions of dollars in the deal. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a moderately lower open this morning. And that's Your Money Now.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Your health deserves the best. Hey, this is Garrett Williamson with Personal Edge Fitness, where our exercise scientist and physiotherapist have been training the best of Mobile for the last two decades. Listen, you're worth it. Call us today for your free wellness evaluation or check us out online at personaledgefitness.com and Facebook. Whether at our award-winning Spring Hill facility, your corporate setting, at home, or online, we train you for life. PersonalEdgeFitness.com.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 1065. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so the weekend, you're talking about the rain for the weekend. We did end up getting it, but it was right there at the end.
Yeah, right at the end, because we had a line of showers and thunderstorms and gusty winds that went through around midnight. That activity now is over in the Florida Panhandle and headed east. But we're not over with in way of some rainfall, because there is a low-pressure area over Louisiana, and it's going to be tracking across Mississippi and Alabama today. So we can expect another round of showers and thunderstorms to develop to the west of us and then gradually move through this afternoon. Temperatures today are going to be well up in the 70s, around 78 degrees. We reached reached 80 degrees yesterday. Now, tonight, the rain should move on to the east, and there's still a chance of a few widely scattered to isolated showers tonight, and we'll cool down into the lower 60s at daybreak. Then for tomorrow, it'll be a partly cloudy to mostly cloudy day, still a chance for a few scattered showers with a high temperature in the upper 70s, but then dry air will gradually move in as we progress through the day, and then tomorrow night we'll get down into the mid-50s. Looking ahead to Wednesday, a sunny day with low humidity and a high of 82. And then Thursday, mostly sunny and again up to 82 degrees. But then the showers come back in for Friday. Friday, mostly cloudy with a few showers, high in the upper 70s. And right now, it looks like next weekend will be mostly cloudy with a chance of a few showers, and highs will be anywhere from 75 to 78 degrees. But right now, we're going to see showers for today, and then it looks good, really good, for Wednesday and Thursday.
Okay, so those are the two good days to get there. We get through this rain. Any severe weather associated over the next couple of days with the rainfall?
Yeah, there's still a possibility that today we could see a few strong thunderstorms, especially this afternoon as this next round of rainfall moves through. After that, we're in good shape. Even on into the weekend, when we expect a few showers. We don't expect any kind of severe weather activity at this time.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. Time to check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, I-65 between Dolphin Street and Spring Hill Avenue. They've got another accident moving out of the roadway. It shouldn't be there for too much longer. Looks good so far across the Bayway and the Causeway. Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fort still checking in with no accidents and light traffic. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing available or $5,700 in savings. Model 8377. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
If you own property that looks like a jungle, or own a waterfront home or lot and you can't even see the water, then you need to call Mako Forestry Services. Clearing and removing property underbrush for over 21 years, significantly improving the enjoyment, the use, and value of your property. Mako has all the equipment to get the job done, on budget and on schedule. Call for a free and fair estimate, 747-1802. Mako Forestry, turning your canvas into a work of art.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me, it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Right, 638 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. This segment of the show brought to you by CSpire. What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? One company to handle security, cloud, internet, and more? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solution provider with over 500 service professionals, over 8,700 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud system in the entire world. With everything in a single managed IT portfolio, the result is a faster, more secure way to do business. From desktop to data center, CSpire Business will meet you wherever you are and take on your business, biggest business technology technology challenges. Learn more at cspire.com/business. cspire, customer inspired. All right, 640 FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill says rain's still in the mix for today and tomorrow, but then Wednesday, Thursday, if you have a chance to be out, those should be the pretty days of this week. More coming up with Dr. Bill shortly. Right now, headlines with Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. When it comes to our lawmakers to gift or not to give, that is the question. As the state ethics laws are making headlines, as Alabama's ethics chief and attorney general are opposing legislation that would make significant changes to the state ethics law. If passed, lobbyists would be able to give limitless gifts to public officials. The bill by Senator Greg Albertrin would eliminate the current ban on public officials receiving gifts of monetary value and instead replace it with a requirement to report everything that is given. The bill also would limit which family members of public officials fall under ethics law restrictions, change enforcement mechanisms, and make violations of using a public office for personal gain, which is a misdemeanor if it involved amounts less than $6,000. Currently, there's a flat ban on lawmakers taking a, quote, thing of value from lobbyists and their employers, with exceptions for meals costing $25 or less, receptions, and other exclusions. The bill was introduced in the Alabama Senate and could next go before the Senate Judiciary Committee. If you've ever tried to find parking in downtown Mobile, you know it's hit or miss when it comes to finding a parking space. But it's really like that, really, in most downtowns across our nation. But the city of Mobile is trying to change that. On Friday, the city announced that there will be 4-hour meter options in addition to 2-hour meter options. And if you're a hospitality worker or you need off-street parking, there'll be more options for you as well. Parking is enforced 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. The new meters accept coins, credit cards, and pay-by-phone technology through the Park Mobile parking app. If you're interested in putting more money on your meter, you can also do that via the app. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Ron, it's Bob.
Hey, Bob, how's it been?
I heard that my brother Dave has a whopper of a hunting story, but I promise you, I can top it. Three of us went up to the hunting camp a few weeks ago, shot some hogs that were tearing up the feed plots. Even got to drive up there in style in Mrs. Bob's new SUV since my truck's been acting up.
So, Bob, what happened?
It really wasn't my fault. We loaded up the cooler with the meat, and somehow the cooler plug got knocked off.
Oh, no.
Ron, it's worse. The liquid from the cooler soaked the carpet under the floor mats. None of us noticed until we started smelling the stench. About a week later, the detail shop thinks we may need to replace all of the carpet in her vehicle, and she's not talking to me right now.
Bob, come down to the shop. We just got some really nice silver bracelets in. And maybe Tony can make you some custom Sterling nose plugs.
That's not funny.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590.
Welcome to Professional Collision.
Hi, I need help. I was driving my dad's car, and then this other car came out of nowhere, and...
That's a pretty big dent there.
Can you fix it before he gets back in town?
Sure, but how are you going to pay for it?
My dad's credit card?
Okay, young lady, we got this.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, a News 5 update to a little girl hit by a car while riding her skateboard. 4-year-old Emily Evans is out of pediatric intensive care and continues to recover at USA Children's and Women's Hospital. It's been almost a week since she suffered a broken arm and injuries to her lung and liver. Justin Evans, her father, was at home working while his kids went to play at the playground at the apartment complex. Emily was playing on her skateboard when she was hit by a car. The driver didn't see her playing in the street. A woman who was wanted in a drunk driving crash in Ohio that killed another woman has been arrested in Santa Rosa County, Florida. Heather Tapia is in the Santa Rosa County Jail on a charge of being an out-of-state fugitive. That crash happened in Columbus, Ohio, 6 months ago. Tapia had 8 prior drunk driving convictions and had been out of prison for just a few months. A new hemp dispensary is raising eyebrows in Alberta. Seedless Green sells hemp products and had a soft opening during the Alberta Sausage Festival last weekend. Their sign with a large marijuana leaf caused a stir. They decided to take it down. The owners will speak at Tuesday's City Council meeting. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
It's White Sands RV Anniversary Sale April 8th through the 13th. Lowest pricing of the season, like $12,000 savings on the new FSX toy haulers. Lunch and door prizes daily, manufacturer reps on site. Join us on Highway 59 South in Summerdale or online, whitesandsrv.com.
Auburn's magical season ends in heartbreak. The Bay Bears begin their final season in Mobile, and Kyle Busch beats his brother at Bristol. It's 6:44 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Auburn Tigers came so close to advancing to their first ever national championship game, but fell to the Virginia Cavaliers on Saturday night 63-62. The Tigers led 31-28 at halftime without much help from their two top scorers, Jared Harper and Bryce Brown. But Harper and Brown turned it around in the second half, and the Tigers held a 62-60 lead with 7 seconds to play. Virginia's Ty Jerome dribbled up the court and lost the ball off of his foot before picking it up and being fouled by Bryce Brown. After the game, it was determined that Jerome should have been called for a double dribble, but the referees missed that call. That would be overshadowed just seconds later as UVA inbounded the ball with 1.5 seconds left, and Kyle Guy took a potential game-winning shot from the corner.
It's Guy from the corner, from the win! Hold on, did I hear a whistle?
Wow.
We got a foul call!
Guy would go on to drain all three of his free throws, sending Auburn home and UVA to the national championship game. Auburn's Samir Dowdy did bump Guy with his hip as he was attempting the shot, but the question most fans had after the game was why make that call when the refs had been letting fouls go all game? Here's Bruce Pearl speaking about that after the game.
Let's not remember this game because of just how it ended. Let's remember two teams that played really hard, that only had 13 turnovers combined, and it was a great college basketball game.
Regardless of the controversy, the Auburn Tigers' greatest season in program history has now ended. They have a record of 30 wins and 10 losses and the first Final Four berth in school history.
Virginia guy, again, who shot the free throws, his name?
Kyle Guy.
Looked at that kid when he walked up to the free throw line and said, He's the Iceman.
Ice cold.
He had a look on his face like, I'm about to make all of these.
Do you think he knew anyone was in the gym?
I don't think so. And it was such a look of confidence on the kid's face. And maybe that was not really what he felt, but I looked at him. I went, holy kid. I looked at the wife. I said, he's about to make all these.
Yeah, I don't think he touched the rim.
No.
It all went right through the net. And it wasn't the first time a call like this had been made. I know Purdue and Tennessee, a similar call. Also Virginia and Purdue. There were several times throughout the tournament where a foul call was made on a missed shot at the end that caused the game to go into overtime or
Unreal. An
upset win. But sad news for the Auburn Tigers. Tonight in the national championship, Virginia faces number 3 seed Texas Tech after the Red Raiders defeated number 2 seed Michigan State 61-51. Game set to tip off at 8:20 p.m. I don't know why the late start, but 8:20 p.m.
It's for the kids.
It's for the kids. Virginia favored by 1.5. The women's NCAA champion was decided last night with Baylor defeating Notre Dame 82-81. Baylor led by 17 in a dominant first half, but let that lead slip away to Notre Dame in the final 20 minutes before holding on to win. The Lady Bears finish as champions with a 37-1 record, their first national title in 7 years and 3rd in program history. In college baseball over the weekend, the South Alabama Jaguars went 1-2 in a 3-game series against number 19-ranked Coastal Carolina. The Jags fell 4-9 in the first game of a Saturday doubleheader, but won the second game of the day 8-4 before falling in Sunday's series finale 14-5. This Wednesday, another tough game for the Jags when they travel to Starkville to play number 5-ranked Mississippi State. The Jags softball team was swept by Coastal Carolina over the weekend, dropping their record this season to 12-24. They'll try to snap a 5-game losing streak this Wednesday when rival Troy comes to town. The Mobile Bay Bears began their final season in Mobile with a doubleheader against Pensacola on Friday after Thursday's game was delayed for weather. The Bay Bears lost both games Friday and another on Saturday before picking up their first win of the season yesterday 2-1 in extra innings. The Bay Bears and Blue Wahoos wrap up the 5-game series tonight at the Hank. First pitch set for 6:35. In NASCAR, Kyle Busch won the Food City 500 at Bristol Motor Speedway for his 3rd win of the season. Kyle edged out his brother Kurt Busch, who finished in 2nd place, followed by Joey Logano, Ryan Blaney, and Denny Hamlin. And in golf, in the final tournament before the Masters this week at Augusta, Corey Connors won the Valero Texas Open with a score of 20 under par for the tournament, 2 shots ahead of 2nd place Charlie Hoffman. It was the first PGA Tour victory of Connors' career. 6:49 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Check out Butch Cassidy's Happy Hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m. featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, I-65 between Dolphin and Spring Hill. They've got an accident moving off to the median. Shouldn't be affecting traffic too much longer. Wreckers are on the scene. Also, as you're traveling across the Bayway, each direction pretty quiet so far. Coming in from the Eastern Shore, just watch for the radar. Built in the 1890s, Azalea Manor at 751 Dolphin Street in downtown Mobile has a summer special. You get the facility for free. Just treat your guests to a host bar. You can find out more at AzaleaManorMobile.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, occasional showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, a few scattered showers with afternoon readings in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas fireplace and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on Daru Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
At 6:53, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings, home of traffic and weather, news headlines, all that kind of good stuff. Plus, important hard-hitting information coming up from nameoftheyear.com. Mm-hmm. You know, the bracket time now is down to, the final game for March Madness. But what about the most interesting, strange name of the year?
That's what I care about.
All right, the brackets were set for nameoftheyear.com. We have worked our way down towards the end. I'll roll through some of the names. I'll give you a little sampling here. Like Kermit Sprinkles and Pretzel Monte Carlo are some of the names that are in the mix. We'll give you more of the names of the year and how they're doing when they're vying for the title of strangest name of the year. We'll do that right after headlines with Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Alabama's Redstone Arsenal, right now being considered as one of six military sites to house a new U.S. Space Command. According to an Air Force memorandum, four Colorado sites and one California base are also on that list. A closer look at the numbers, the command could bring as many as 1,450 personnel to Redstone, which is home to the Missile Defense Agency, Army Aviation and Missile Command, and NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center. According to the Associated Press, the locations being considered were selected based on cost, co-location with an existing military organization that would become a component of the future Space Command, access to a C-18 aircraft-capable airfield, communications connectivity, administration buildings, and available base support. That same list also identified Redstone Space and Missile Defense Command as one of the existing military components that will be assigned to the Space Command. The Space Force, meantime, would fall under the Air Force. March Madness may be in its final few hours, but Callahan's Irish Social Club in Mobile has already hit the game-winning shot. Garden and Gun magazine announced on Friday that Callahan's is the winner of its bracket-style South's Favorite Bar competition. So the challenge started with 32 Southern bars paired in head-to-head matchups over the course of 3 weeks, and then there were two. Callahan's and Players Retreat in Raleigh, North Carolina, lauded by Garden and Gun as a repository of the largest single malt collection in the state. Callahan's owner John Thompson says, quote, "It's been cool to see our group come together over this. Our regulars just took over, spreading the word, voting every hour. Technically, I'm the owner of the bar, but they really own it, you know?" The only other Alabama venue in the bracket was the Garage in Birmingham. Why, you ask? Because the Floribama was mistakenly listed as being in Pensacola. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Way to go, Garden and Gun. You had one job there, Garden and Gun.
It's right there in the name.
As I pointed out on Twitter over the weekend, number one bar in the South happens to have two photographs of me in the venue. So I just feel like it was a win for me, too.
And only one of those photographs say banned from this bar.
That's right. You walk around, there's a big one where you walk around to the right, me with John Thompson, a bunch of the crew there from the old friendly Sons of St. Patrick's Day, and then back as you're heading towards the loo. Mm. If you ever want to see Mrs. Sullivan and I as babies, I look at that picture, babies on our honeymoon. I think we were at Bunratty Castle there, I think, in that picture. It's on the left wall there as you're going back towards the restroom. There's the young and vibrant Mrs. Sullivan and Goofy Sean Sullivan back in those days.
So, now you're an award winner.
Yeah, that's right. That's all it took. All right, the annual list of weirdest names of the year in 2018 is out. NameOfTheYear.com has released its annual bracket featuring the weirdest names that have been in the news this year. 64 names vying for the title. And they started, including names like Ionosphere Torres, Kermit Sprinkles, and the Ecclesiastical Denzel Washington. The website, NameOfTheYear.com, has released its annual March Madness-style bracket featuring the strangest names that have been in the news this year. Most of them are real names. There are a few people who have changed their names. Winners usually announced around May 1st. Some of the favorites in this year's pool, we gave you some of those, Kermit Sprinkles.
I love it.
Ionosphere Torres. Pretzel Monte Carlo. Pretzel Monte Carlo.
So fancy.
This one, maybe, possibly, somebody changed her name. Manchester United MacGyver.
I'm sure.
Tushna Commiserat. Ariberto Popcan. Shaky Sherpa.
Oh, nice.
Dr. Trentington Outhouse. Spelled with a Y. Sincere Friends. Surrender Nada. Apollo Creed Gardner.
Awesome.
Dr. Trent Artichoker. Storm Duck.
Okay.
Alpha Omega Nickelberry, Pope Thrower, Candy Button Disco, and some of the ones that are in the running right now. So if you want to check that out, I'll put the link up on the Twitter feed. But nameoftheyear.com, where you can go see some of the more different names that have shown up in the news in the last year.
I'm Team Kermit Sprinkles all the way. That's the name of my next dog now.
Okay, and I'm going to go with Pretzel Monte Carlo because I think that has a kind of a certain je ne sais quoi, some flair to it. I had a dive instructor. The guy who certified me when I was 13 years old to scuba dive through Patty, his name, Pepsi DeCola.
No way. DeCola. Pepsi DeCola.
All right, coming right back.